And everything is magnified when it is done. Reality is only temporary. Reality is only temporary. A process imitating things that went before.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Alphabet Soup. Welcome. The last song that you heard was Baby Come Back by Player, a great little band from the 80s. And then the one before that, or the one that I'm playing now, is East St. Louis Toodaloo by who else but Steely Dan. I don't know if the theme is that obvious yet, but I'm playing a little bit of a yacht rock theme today. It's kind of my shtick. Everybody knows me for liking a little bit of the Dan, a little bit of the Mark Jordan. You'll see once they all come on in this show. So, like I said, we got a fun one because I am absolutely brain dead from finals. I am really, really struggling with all my essays and such because I decided to be a silly little English major. So, regardless, I decided to do this to make up for that and give myself a little bit of a dopamine boost. So, if you like what we're doing here at 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click on our donations drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform. Furthermore, in the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash for the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money and time, as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just minutes, less time than browsing the web to spend money on buying new ones. While some electronic devices are purposely manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iFixit.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic device malfunctions, before responsibly disposing of it as e-waste, first track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that will do the trick. So when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it to save both you both time and money. Search the internet for instructions, and remember, if you're going to throw it away out anyways, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Thank you for indulging me with that. The next artist after this wonderful little instrumental tune that is a cover of, I think, a standard, is a band that I was introduced to in the fifth grade after I got back from a sex ed talk. My fifth grade teacher put on this song, or this artist, I'm not exactly sure what song, but he threw on this artist and I'll never forget it. So the next one that I got up for you is Daryl Hall and John Oates with Miss Sarah Smile. Enjoy this one, folks.
Won't you smile a while? keeping me feeling and not keeping me crazy, crazy.
Walking down the road. Tell me how long you gonna stay here, Joe. Some people say this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know.
Ventura Highway. Stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know.
Thank you for tuning in again, everyone. This is your host, Colin. I'm subbing in for Juanita for Alphabet Soup. I typically host a show on alternating Tuesdays called Local Anesthesia. Tune in. It's because I'm local. I'm from Medford. It's literally my whole entire joke. The last song that you heard was Ventura Highway by America, and then the one before that was Summer Breeze by Seals and Crofts, who are an interesting band because I guess that a lot of their religion, or a lot of their music surrounds their religion, which has a lot of jasmine ideas, which is why they include jasmine in that song. And I haven't heard a lot of their other stuff, but, you know, I think that one song of Seals and Crofts is enough, if you ask me. Right now you're listening to the Alf theme song. I know that a few of you probably recognize that right off the bat, but for a little while when I was a kid, I was absolutely obsessed with Alf. I can't remember a single episode. I think that there was one episode where there was like a blind lady or something like that, and like Alf got really close with her because obviously she couldn't see him, so like, oh, like he's an alien and she can't realize that he's an alien. Ooh, that's a whole entire thing. But yeah, I remember that like when I was like early, like 12, 13 years old, like just being obsessed with the show. That and the Muppets. Super, super stoked about those. I was a big puppet guy, I guess. But I don't know. That's not of major importance. What's important is this next gentleman who's going to be singing the song. This is Mr. Bobby Caldwell with Coming Down From Love, who recently passed away. Rest in peace, Bobby. But all right, folks. It's a good one. Per usual, I only play good music. Goodbye.
time because she's mine. Tell you I'm the one for her, 'cause she said I blow her mind. The girl is mine. The doggone girl is mine. Don't waste your time, because the doggone girl is mine.
She's mine.
She's mine.
No, 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 she's mine.
The girl is mine.
I'm not gonna fight about this, okay?
Paul, I think I told you. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I've heard it all before, Michael. She told me that I'm her forever lover, you know, don't you remember?
Well, after loving me, she said she couldn't love another.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, she said it. You keep dreaming.
I don't believe.
Margarita, you've been crying. I watch your tears wait in line. It's really not your town. You dream of Mexico. It never was your town. Seems like a lifetime ago. You and your sister got torn apart. Strangers and lovers. Bye.
Mr. Mark Jordan, ladies and gentlemen. So that last one you heard, like I said, was Margarita by Mark Jordan. And then the one before that was The Girl Is Mine with Paul McCartney by Michael Jackson. And then the one before that was Coming Down From Love by Bobby Caldwell, but I already introduced that. I found the ending of The Girl Is Mine to be so fun ever since I first heard it. Just Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson talking about a girl that they both love, but they can't both have. Mark Jordan, though, he bewilders me. He was born in New York, American-Canadian, and his father was Charles Jordan. I'm not exactly sure who that is, but apparently pretty big. And people just don't know who Mark Jordan is. He's just like one of the biggest ghostwriters of all time. He wrote for Diana Ross, Rod Stewart, Cher, Bette Midler, Chicago, and Josh Groban. And his wife, Amy Skye, I'm doing a little bit of research, I'm just scanning through the Wikipedia page. His wife, Amy Skye, wrote for Diana Ross, Olivia Newton-John, Reba, Aaron Neville Hart, Cyndi Lauper. Like, they are a power couple if I've ever seen one. So if you don't know who Mark Jordan is, definitely check him out, because his entire album, A Hole in the Wall, is amazing. It's just pure fun. So definitely check it out. And the song that you listen to right now is called Song Sea by Bruce Hornsby. I'm not exactly sure who it is. I just looked up instrumental yacht rock songs, and this is what I found. I saw that it was relatively short, so I added it, and this is by no means yacht rock. But it's pretty, and that's what matters. I'm experimenting with my format a little bit today. I've decided that instead of just, you know, pausing the tunes and just hearing my voice, it could be nice to have a little bit of accompaniment, because after all, the radio is about music, so who would want to hear just this voice, just this stupid voice, and not hear some music in the background? So I'm trying that out today. Speaking of noises in the background, I'm sorry if every so often you hear like the rumbling of a jackhammer or police sirens go off or possibly even a car crash, because there's a lot of construction going outside. I don't know exactly what they're doing. I don't know why they're doing it right now. I don't know why they're doing it right before spring fling. Apparently, the entire Tufts campus just wants to be renovated before Flo Rida comes. I apologize if you happen to hear anything that is not music or my voice. So the next one that we got up for you is a yacht rock classic. You're going to recognize it off the opening notes. Enjoy it, folks. It's a good one.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like piña colada, I didn't think about my lady. I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the same old old routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad. And though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. Yes, I like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain. I'm not much into health food, I am into champagne.
cut through all this red tape. She walked in the place. I knew a smile in an instant. I knew the curve of her face. It was my own lovely lady. And she said, "Oh, it's you." Then we laughed for a moment. And I said, "I never knew that you like piña colada."
Oh,
Thank you for tuning in. This is Colin. Your show is Alphabet Soup. Like I said before, I'm subbing in, but I hope that you're enjoying what I'm playing so far. That last song was What a Fool Believes, if it even needs introduction, which is by the Doobie Brothers, along with Michael McDonald. God, man. I think that I've said this before, which is, what is there to be said about Michael McDonald that hasn't already been said? His voice is like chocolate, and it never gets old. So I guess in that case, it's more like honey, seeing as honey never expires. The one before that was Escape, the Pina Colada song by Rupert Holmes. And I think that he's actually British, if I'm not wrong. Google time. Rupert Holmes is British American. Okay, halfway, I guess. That's fine. Regardless. Today, I was feeling myself a little bit because I kept on getting compliments on my outfit. It is fit check. It's overalls and a nice baby blue and white rugby tee. And everybody was saying, like, oh, what a nice outfit you got on. I love it. And you know what? I said I look like a toddler. I said I look like a toddler, a farmer. I look silly in this outfit, but I love it. And you can't prove me otherwise. But I really did appreciate those comments. So thank you to anyone who gave me one. Beyond that, tomorrow is not Spring Fling, but I think that it might be better than it. Tomorrow is the WMFO X Apple Jam show at Sophia Gordon 100, which I will be going to, and I'm really excited for, because we actually got, or well, I can't say we, because I'm not a part of Apple Jam, but they got Sideshow and Neonte. I haven't listened to a lot of Neonte, but from what I've heard, really, really good stuff, and Sideshow worked with the likes of Earl Sweatshirt and The Alchemist. Are we serious? Like, that is insane. The fact that we got him at Tufts, and his stuff is really good. So if you haven't listened to him, listen to a little bit before you go tomorrow to the Apple Jam show, because I'm expecting every single one of you to go there. It's going to be so much fun. Besides that, talking about live music, I'm seeing JPEG Mafia on August 12th, which is sick. I've already seen him once last year in October, and it was my first like rap concert I've ever been to. And my God, did it live up to everything that I wanted. It was amazing. I nearly got crushed. My glasses nearly got crushed. My hopes and dreams did not get crushed, because it was by far the best experience that I've had at a concert in my entire life. And I'm also seeing Black Country New Road, which will crush me for other reasons. I will be crying in the club, quite literally. The club being the Sinclair, of course, on September 17th. But going back to the music, this song was Open Up Your Heart by the Muscle Shoals Horns, and the next one that I got for you is by Robbie Dupree. It is called Steal Away, and it is from the eponymous album. Robbie Dupree. Enjoy this one. Thank you.
myself because I love you. Yes, I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it will grow stronger every day. Oh, how much longer? I thought I was in love a couple of times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you, and I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile and meet, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No, no, oh, darling. La 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 la.
All right, everyone. That last song that you listened to was Your Smiling Face by James Taylor. Aw, man, I'm already in a good mood from this song. My God, the song about this song is Soulful Strut by Young Holt Unlimited. You probably recognize the song from a multitude of... Oh, my God, just listen to that. Hold on, I'll shut up. I'll shut up for a second. Do you hear that? That is nuts. This isn't yacht rock, but it's great. So yeah, like I said, this is Soulful Strut by Young Holt Unlimited, and then the one before that was Steal Away by Robbie Dupree. Both great songs. I don't mean to somber the mood a little bit, but Jerry Springer died today. I feel like that's a pretty important point of conversation right now. Poor guy. Really? I thought that Jerry Springer was immortal. Like, there's no way. After dealing with all those people on his show, that white trash who, you know, hopped up on that stage, did backflips, talked about how it wasn't their baby daddy or something like that. How sad. How sad that he passed today. He was pretty old. I think he was like 79, I think that it said. 79? Good for him. Good for him for dealing that long with people and not dying out of stress or what have you. In other news, I want to give a shout out to my brother after he asked me so nicely, and then gave me hard eyes and a cross fingers emoji, because he's my Twizzy for real. Shout out Gavin, my brother. He was on the show last week, a couple of days ago, I should say. Pretty cool dude. Very good chemistry in the stew, so shout out him. And what I like to do when I don't know what to talk about is I like to look at the wall and read one quote. And the quote that I have for you today is anti-soup, radically pro-sauce. And for that, I can't agree more. I'm a big soup guy myself. I enjoy a good corn chowder. But there's something about a sauce that just does it for me. For example, a good marinara. Nice tomato sauce. It hits on a good pasta. And, hell, I'll even throw barbecue in there, because you know what? Barbecue sauce does do me good sometimes. Besides that, I want to, lead into the last song that we have for you. Kind of sad to go already, but it's been a fun one, and I hope that you've had fun too. This next song is quintessential yacht rock, dad rock, what have you. This is Ricky Don't Lose That Number by Steely Dan. Thank you all for listening. This has been a great show. I think that I've actually... I have a pretty decent number of listeners today. Yeah. Thank you all for tuning in. Much appreciated. So this is Ricky Don't Lose That Number off of Pretzel Logic by Steely Dan. And yeah, this has been Colin off of 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And yeah, scrub behind your ears, drive home safe, get home. You don't have to stay here, but you got it. I don't know. Anyways, good night. Have a good one. We hear you're leaving. That's okay. I thought our little wild time had just begun. I guess you kind of scared yourself. You turn and run. But if you have a change of heart, Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't wanna call nobody else. Send it off in a letter to yourself.
Don't lose that number. heat from the closeness of me tilting towards the sun was storing up to ignite at night and light. The coldness of the cave, the billowy flames lit up my face, and thinning smoke hung in the branches waiting for wind. My front was warm, the cold backs of my arms.